On a summertime Thursday night, kids play on Sydney Avenue in Westport, where Richard Harris, sitting on a neighbor's stoop, reflects on the neighborhood where he's lived for 50 years.
Today is like together. It's more of a unity in Westport. Even though you might don't have the, you know, the entities in here and there, but they still family. So it's still a good neighborhood compared to how it was back when I was coming out, when I was young.
Westport is about to get a new neighbor. Horseshoe Casino, which is getting ready to open this Tuesday night.
I would hope that would bring the positive to Westport.
Westport is one of eight neighborhoods near the casino that under state law will share 5.5% of the proceeds from slot machines at Horseshoe Casino. The amount is expected to total $10 million in the first year. The president of the Westport Neighborhood Association, Keisha Allen, says Westport can use its share of the money.
Our roads and footbridges and everything are old and worn down. It would also address the vacant houses we have that we could have them renovated. We could, you know, make sure new families come in. We have a school here. We'd like to see investment there. We have land and property so we can improve our parks. We can, you know, add trees and green space.
Allen is on the Casino Local Development Council that sets priorities for how casino money will be spent. Those projects have to be approved by Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake. This week, she convinced the Board of Estimates to spend $3 million that was supposed to go to the neighborhoods to divert an underground steam pipe near the casino. Allen didn't like the move, but the mayor says the city had no choice.
The city could potentially lose up to $90,000 per day every time the street was closed for regular maintenance to the stream, to that steam line, which in the long term diminishes the returns for community projects as well as city revenue.
And these streets are expected to see increased traffic, and residents fear increased crime related to the casino. Richard Harris hopes the city and the casino operator can help residents deal with that and improve their neighborhood.
Job opportunities, a better way of living. But just don't forget the people that's here.